Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah. That's a great thing to do, to call and let me know what's going on in your life that it seems important to you. Because if it's important to you, it's important to me. And just so to give you a sense of what's going on today, which, you know, we try and do. The both the internal world and the external world are both of interest and of value. Today is National German Chocolate Cake Day, Corn on the Cob Day, and National King Kamehameha. See, I got this right before. Kamehameha Day. So that means that you're eating dessert and corn in Hawaii, which I think sounds like a great idea, personally. I mean, let's... Have you ever been to Hawaii, Trevor?
No, I haven't. I would love to go.
It's great. It's a good trip to do from the east from the west coast. East coast is a little long. And did you ever see The High and the Mighty with John Wayne, which was a gazillion years ago? But it was probably most remembered for the song. But they talk about the point of no return. It was one of the original disaster movies where they had a plane that was going to run out of fuel. And there's apparently over the Pacific, there's a point of no return, where you're closer to Hawaii than you are to the United States.
Interesting.
And, yeah, I've been to Hawaii, I guess, 3 or 4 times. And every time I get in a plane, I think, oh, are we to the point of no return? And actually, this is kind of an interesting thing that just occurred to me. The first time I went, the plane was delayed because apparently one of the baggage handler trucks had banged into the cowling of the engine. You don't necessarily want to fly in a plane where somebody just bashed into it. So that was delayed. And as far as I'm concerned, fine, stay on the ground, fix it. Then the third time I think I went, they had a contest to say when we would pass over the point of no return, which I thought was pretty interesting because I had never heard anything other than the movie. And when that movie was popular, which is probably... I don't know, maybe in the 70s? I don't even know. Let's see. It's called The High and the Mighty, and it was John Wayne. Let's see. High and the Mighty song, I remember that. Let's see if this says when it was. But they had a contest. High and the Mighty, 1954. Boy, was I wrong. I must have seen it in the 70s. And the song, I think, may have won an Oscar or something. I mean, it was a very evocative song. But at any rate, they had a contest to see when we would pass over the point of no return. And the person I was with was a pilot. And so he viewed himself as, you know, he did all the calculations. And I just guessed. And I won. And, of course, it's kind of like one of the reasons I don't play bridge with people is I have to say things like puppy's feet and shovels because I mix up spades and clubs. And when you just grand slam somebody and you're referring to them as puppy's feet and shovels, people are not amused. And I don't do it on purpose. I basically don't play cards with people because I, you know, actually don't care very much. And a lot of people who play cards care hugely. So don't get into a bet. It wasn't a bet with the person. It was just, you know, filling out a thing. And I got the closest. And I got a can of macadamia nuts, which was a pretty good prize as far as I'm concerned. All right, in this day in history, 1509, Henry VIII married Catherine of Aragon, and you can come and see about it in New York by seeing Wolf Hall, Parts 1 and 2. It's in Part 2. And Catherine of Aragon was a handmaiden to Anne Boleyn, and apparently was not Anne Boleyn, at least according to Wolf Hall, was kind of a spitfire, and Catherine was her handmaiden, who was not very pretty and very sort of mousy, but caught Henry's eye. Beware the mousy ones. In 1770, Captain James Cook ran aground at the Great Barrier Reef. Oops. This is interesting. In 1892, the Limelight Department was one of the world's first film studios, and was officially established in Melbourne. You don't necessarily think of Melbourne as being in the forefront of movie productions, but that's pretty early. 1895, Paris-Bordeaux, Paris is sometimes called the first automobile race in history. So there you go. FM broadcasting was first demonstrated on this day in 1935. I actually have, I think, four or five FM stations. I'm mostly an AM girl, which is what most talk radio is. But if I'm on an FM station, guys, happy birthday. In 1962, which seems vaguely appropriate, I'll tell you why in a minute, Frank Morris, John England, and Clarence England became the only prisoners to escape from the from Alcatraz. And they're still looking for the dudes in upstate New York. They're now looking in Vermont. And I got a news blast on my phone this morning that said dogs were pretty sure they picked up the scent, whatever that means. I don't know. This was a day kind of in infamy, in that this was the day that George Wallace denied admission to the University of Alabama for Vivian Malone and James Hood. Later in the day, National Guard troops let them register. And that's and in the same day, JFK addressed Americans from the Oval Office, proposing the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that would revolutionize American society. We talked about that. I think it was passed, I think it was this week, by LBJ, because by then JFK had been assassinated. He proposed equal access to public facilities and segregation in education, to end segregation in education and guarantee federal protection for voting rights. The 1971, the government removed the last holdouts to the Native American occupation of Alcatraz. So Alcatraz is a big day for Alcatraz in both 71 and 62. Have you been to San Francisco, Trevor? Have you seen Alcatraz?
No, I haven't, but my parents used to live in San Francisco when they were young.
There you go. Well, you could see Alcatraz very easily there. And Jack LaLanne, who was kind of a buddy of mine, he was whom, you know, I met, I didn't meet till late in his life. He was kind of one of the first fitness gurus, and he swam with a boat in his teeth, dragging a boat from San Francisco to Alcatraz. He once called me from a plane, saying hello, that he liked my program. Anybody that likes me, I basically like them back. And here's an interesting thing. All right, if I said who invented the telephone, what would you say to me?
Before this, I would have said Alexander Graham Bell.
That's what all of us would have said, right?
Yep.
In 2002, the Congress acknowledged the inventor of the telephone as Antonio Meucci. So there.
There you go.
So, I mean, which is there's also that fuss about who invented TV. There was a play about that, actually. He was an Italian and a friend of Garibaldi. He developed voice communication apparatus, which several sources credit as the first phone. So there you go. He set up a form of voice communication link in his Staten Island, New York home that connected its second floor bedroom to his laboratory. He submitted a patent for his telephone device in 1871, but there was no mention of electromagnetic transmission of vocal sounds in his caveat. In 1876, which is 5 years later, Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the electromagnetic transmission of vocal sound by undulatory electric current. So there. So 5 years before Alexander Graham Bell. So it's basically, you need to make sure that your patent, I guess, is very specific and very inclusive, and that you have a good PR agent. I mean, if I said Antonio Meucci, everybody's going to say, oh, you're right. Is that a breakfast cereal, right? Should I add almond milk to it? So things like that actually fascinate me, that Darwin was not the first to propose evolution. He was just the one that got most credit for it. So there's a lesson in this someplace, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. And all you have to do is give me a holler at 855-993-7569, which is the way to get me in poison. And obviously you can respond on Facebook, or you can send me an email, or you can call and leave a message. But the best way to actually get in touch with me, which is the way to be most efficient, and it gives me the most information, is just to give me a holler, all right? 855 All right, now we had somebody who called Trevor, I guess it was yesterday, the day before, 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and said, Brown, I'm having a terrible time getting through to you. And I said, why? They said, you rattle off that phone number, and you do it, and what I finally figured out is not only was I doing it fast, which I basically agree, number one, but his point was, which it took me a while to figure out, because he didn't actually say it this way, but it did figure, I did figure out that if we think about phone numbers, we think about 334, right? Area code, then then four.
Right.
And because it's 855-99-DR-JOY, I sort of give the numbers out in that same sequence, but it's not helpful because that's not how people are used. They're used to thinking 334.
Right, right.
So, and I'm training myself. I was doing really well yesterday, which is 855-993-7569.
Yes.
Right? Because that's easier for people to remember. Because otherwise, it's 325, which is not what people are used to thinking about. So there we go.
Right. Makes sense.
There you go. Here's a good news story. They're saying the U.S. could run exclusively on renewable energy by 2050, which is basically only 35 years. That'd be great. There you go. They're saying EPA is taking the first step of limiting aircraft emissions. You don't think of aircraft as being particularly polluting, but they probably are. They burn diesel fuel, so there we go. All right, so I'll tell you what the story, but I think we're not going to do with it on Facebook quite yet, just because it's sort of an alarming story as far as I'm concerned. All right, we know who Putin is, right? The United States does not seem to be a great fan of Vladimir Putin these days, but here's another reason. Well, apparently he's not very popular any place. He kept the Pope waiting for an hour. Now, I mean, you know me. I'm a stickler about these kinds of things, and I'm always saying that you'd be late for your boss but not for your secretary. It's a sign of respect to be on time. To keep people waiting is a sign of disrespect. The Pope? Wouldn't you think that lightning would strike you if you did that? I mean, I would be terribly fearful.
Yeah.
And apparently he's kept he said this before. He kept the Queen waiting for 14 minutes, which is, but those were in the early days of his presidency. Maybe he wasn't quite as whatever. He said he kept the parents of children who were killed in a plane crash waiting in a cemetery for 2 hours. That's really tacky. Apparently, here's his statement about the U.S. He kept John Kerry waiting for 3 hours. See, if we're up to me, I've told the story before. When I was in practice, I was at a clinic for a while, and then a friend and I started our own a dual practice, just the two of us. And she was she was Southern, so she had a very sort of, I'm not going to say her name, but like Susie Q. I mean, she had a kind of a very feminine, kind of cutesy name, but this woman was like 6'2 and did not suffer fools gladly. She was tough. And I was at the clinic one day, and somebody called for her. And I said, I know she was meeting somebody. And they said, yeah, she was meeting me. And I said, well, I know she left a while ago. Can I give her a message? She calls in. So the next day, I ran into Suzy Q, and I said, did you meet him? And she said, I will wait 20 minutes or 15 minutes for anyone, 20 minutes for no one. And she'd left. And I've never forgotten that because that keeping people waiting, I mean, if there's something awful going on, that's one thing if it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and you can explain that I got caught in the subway. But things like, oh, traffic? What do you mean traffic? If you live in a city, you know there's going to be traffic. And you plan ahead for it. But Putin keeping other world leaders waiting for like hours, the Pope waiting for an hour. So I just thought that was a remarkable, you know, I would call it arrogance. And Bloomberg was notorious for being late for speeches. But as somebody points out, he's on time for press conferences. He's on time for TV spots. So, I think it really is I don't know if it's unconscious or conscious, but it's rude no matter what. So we put that up on Facebook of, okay, tell me your best rude story. So there you go. All right, so we'll sort of hit that later. But I did want to talk about any job in the world. If you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? Trevor, if you could have any job, what would it be?
This one, being with you
good
on the
answer.
Radio.
Yay, good suck up answer. Yay, Trev.
No, I really enjoy being involved in radio production. That's one of my passions. But ultimately, if I could do anything just kind of dropped in my lap, I would love to be a songwriter.
When you can do that, what kind of songs would you write? Have you written any songs?
I've written a few songs, yeah.
Do you know who the Gun Hill Road group is?
Gun Hill Road, no.
You ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
I'm actually supposed to do a documentary about them tomorrow. They're a group, apparently, that had something called When My Hair Was Short, and also something called 42nd Street in, I think, the late 60s. And they put out two albums, and they're just about to put out another album, or maybe it's already out, but it's been 40 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
So it's, I had not heard of them, but apparently DJs who are sort of in the know about, you know, offbeat groups with, this was basically, they were not exactly a one-hit wonder, although they apparently made 18th on Billboard, and they also made on two of the other charts, they made the top 100. So, all right. So, what kind of song have you? So you've written something?
Yeah, I've written a few. My kind of, I trend towards rock songs.
Well, that's good.
I wrote a kind of acoustic thing early on.
Are you gonna? Would you be willing to? I suppose you don't want to do it a cappella. Do you want to sing it for us?
No.
No.
Probably not. It has a lot. You know, I have the music to kind of support my voice. The voice, my vocal kind of stylings aren't the main draw of what my writing is.
It's the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the words.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you write both.
Yep.
You want to give a snippet, just because that's kind of a cool thing. And here's this is a national stage for you.
Yeah, I could. I'll try and dig up a clip and see if I can't share it with you guys somehow.
Okay, let's see if we could. Yeah, because that'd be fun.
Yeah,
we'll give you a little bit of a FaceTime. And you haven't recorded anything other than for yourself?
Right.
Okay. Well, maybe before the end of the program, people can look forward to that.
Yeah, well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All righty. So so Trevor's doing his second. Well, actually, you can certainly write songs and work for me. And listen, I'm about to give you your national debut. 855. Yay, Trevor. Everybody starts going, Trevor. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing
itself with the aid of heart and body extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Nice talking to you. I have a quick question.
Okay.
I have a problem where I can't stop thinking and I keep missing an ex. And it's been a while and I kind of feel like I need to get over it, but I don't know how.
All right, fair enough. Let's go through some of the particulars here.
Okay.
How old are you?
28.
20? Did you say 20?
28.
28, okay, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And how old is the significant other?
28. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long are we together?
6 months.
Oh, it's not very long.
Yeah, I know.
how long have you been apart? I know. But there are people who sort of put a tattoo on our heart. I mean, you know, it's not much fun, but it especially when we break up, but it actually happens. So,
yeah.
How long have you been broken up?
2 months.
Have you been in any sort of contact with each other?
Not really, no.
Why did you break up?
It was like a mutual breakup. We both agreed that it was best. Like, we were both in different places in our life.
So what happened to your mutuality part? What happened to, for you to feel like, okay, I mean, because it sounds like 2 months ago you were okay with the breakup. So what changed?
Well, I wasn't really okay with it. I guess it just, we both realized that maybe it was better just to go our own separate ways.
Well, so, but it sounds like both of you agreed to that. You're saying you actually didn't?
I mean, I did. I think it's better that we're not together. I guess I just miss him, like talking to him, his friendship.
Okay, we're going to have to get specific about this if we're going to do some problem solving on it, all right? So here's the question. What did you like about him? What made things good?
His friendship. He was a good listener. He was always there. We worked together, so it was kind of, we both helped each other at work and stuff like that. And
how many dates did you guys have over the 6 months?
We would go out at least once a week.
Okay, well, that's like 24 dates. Were the two of you sexual with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess I should tell you he was my first boyfriend. Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right.
That
first
matters.
You hadn't dated at all until you were 28?
Well, I kind of had, like, a friends with benefits when I was really young.
Okay.
And then I just stopped dating.
All right. So he was friendly. And so what was his reason to break up with you?
Well, I guess I wanted more of his attention, more of his time, and he didn't have it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, after 6 months, seeing each other once a week is not very, you know, that it's not moving in the right direction, right? I mean, you figure it takes 6 to 9 months to know somebody, but usually, I mean, look, you meet somebody and you see them like maybe 10 days later, and then you see them like maybe a week later, and then you see them like maybe another week later, and then you start deciding you're going to see each other a little bit more frequently. And so by the time, how long did you wait before you were sexual with him?
3 months.
How long?
It was not a lot. 3 months.
Well, it's certainly better than on the first date. All right, so and was one of the days that you saw on the weekend, or was it during the week?
The weekend.
Okay. And why only one day on the weekend? Was it ever any more than that?
Sometimes we would, mostly in the beginning, maybe we would see each other during the week. But then towards the end, he kind of just gave me one day.
Yeah, honey, he was moving in the wrong direction. Right? I mean, he was moving away from intimacy rather than toward intimacy. What did you meet, online?
No, we worked together.
Okay. Do you still see him at work?
No, he left.
Good.
So, yeah.
And did he go to another state or just another job?
No, just another job. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about him, what do you think? What's the feeling that you have?
I get like sad, and I get like maybe I did the wrong thing by letting him go. Or
well, honey, look, let's be honest about it. You can't keep somebody in a relationship if they don't want to be there, and it sounds like it wasn't working for you. But
yeah,
look, let me ask you this: if you could have him back today, under exactly the same circumstances, nothing was going to be worse than it was at your very last date, but nothing was ever going to get any better. Would you want him back?
No.
Okay. That's what you have to remind yourself, that whoever he was or wasn't, this wasn't a relationship at this time that had any future to it, because it was progressing, it was retrograde, it was moving backward, that you're going from seeing each other a couple times a week to seeing each other once a week. That's the wrong pace. You want to be going in the other direction. You want to have the sense that, of all the people I know, this is the person I want to spend most of my time with. What do you do? You mentioned that you met him at work. What kind of work do you do?
It was just like clerical work.
Okay.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Do you live at home? You live with your folks. What's your?
Yeah, I still live at home.
All right, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I think about this, and then we're going to do a little bit more digging here. I think this guy was probably the most interesting thing going on in your life. Your work sounds to me something that you do, not something that you love. You haven't really left home yet, and part of that may be financial, but part of it is going to be emotional. So your life is somewhat predictable, and basically the same life it probably has been for most of the last decade. The issue wasn't this guy. The issue is, if you got nothing going on, then a little bit of something looks pretty darn interesting. So I think what you need to do, and you and I can talk about this some more, because he's the most interesting thing that he had going, and he certainly wasn't perfect. He was moving in the wrong direction. It was a short-term relationship, but it was more interesting than your job and more interesting than living with your parents. So here's what we need to do. We need to focus on getting you a job that you like better, which is kind of what we were going to talk about today anyway. So you get to be my lead-off discussion about this, about what your perfect job is. What's the highest level of education that you've achieved?
Well, I've actually got a teaching credential.
Great. So why aren't you teaching?
It didn't fit with me.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll tell you what. So let me outline what I think we're going to be talking about, all right?
Okay.
I think we need to get you a job that you like or that you love. I mean, you're 28. You want to be launched into something that makes some sense to you. We need to figure out economically how to get you living on your own so you at least feel like you've launched into your adult life. And as long as you're living at home, you're not going to feel that way. Number three, we need to make sure that you have some activities, because you may not get the perfect job that you want immediately. So we can fill in some of those gaps by volunteer activities, by taking some courses someplace, especially if you'd like to do something that you're really not credentialed for at this moment, and friends. Because if your life is more interesting, and I'm not saying you shouldn't date, because you probably, dating is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, but what you need to do is be happier and more stable, because otherwise what you're going to do is you're going to glom on to some guy and you're going to make him the centerpiece of your world, whether he's appropriate or not. You hear me all the time talk about, you know, the country song of I want him, I need him, I love him. And I'm saying, no. Two out of three is okay. The third one is disastrous, which is I want somebody. Sex is perfectly great. I love somebody. Doesn't get much better than that. I need them wrong, because wrong is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It will not hold up in the long run. It just won't. So what we need to do is enrich your life so you're a happier camper, so that you feel that you're choosing someone to add into this great life, as opposed to somebody make me happy because my life seems kind of dull. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so it's not him. It's what, and you already sort of alluded to this. You said it's really not him per se. You miss the, look, in everybody, when they've been in a relationship, no matter if you're in a relationship with Genghis Khan, when it's over, because you've been in for, you get used to it, and you get used to having the companionship, and even if the person was awful, which it doesn't sound like he was awful.
No.
But you get used to it and you miss it when it's gone. But the thing to do is figure out what about it is valuable to you, why it looms so large, because that's another question of why in this relatively short-term relationship with a guy who was clearly moving in the wrong direction, why this is looming so large. And I think the answer is not necessarily because of him, but because of a combination of the fact that your life doesn't feel very interesting to you right now. So you and I are going to work on making it more interesting. And then, I have no disagreement. It may be that you're going to remember him the rest of your life, but you're not going to long for him, because there's not enough there to long for. What you're just looking for is saying, you know, somebody deliver me from my life, and that's not a very wise philosophy. So what I want you to do, and put you on hold for a minute, I want you to think about what your perfect job would be, all right? Don't be reasonable, just your perfect job, and we'll talk about it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Lisa, my darling. So tell me what your perfect job would be. The one that you just think you could... Go ahead.
I made a little list.
Pardon me?
I made a little list.
Oh, good. Good for you. Perfect.
Well, I guess somewhere I can use what I've learned at school and other jobs to help others.
Okay, what would that be?
I don't know, being able to show them something new.
Okay, but honey, look, I hear what you're saying, and I think you're absolutely right, and that's wonderful, but you need to think of a specific job, because otherwise if I said, all right, well, I want you to go out and find that job today, you don't know where to start.
Yeah.
All right, so we don't want to do that. We don't want to leave you in idling, gunning the engine, because that's going to make you feel really anxious and frustrated. So you, what about teaching? You don't feel like you want to teach?
No.
Go ahead. Why not?
Well, I just realized that I wasn't a good teacher. So.
Okay. Why do you think you weren't a good teacher?
I wasn't able to really teach. How do I explain it? I felt like I wasn't doing my job well, as other people were.
All right.
And
so is it because
I felt bad for the kids?
All right. I hear. But what would have made you a better teacher? Were you not prepared? Were you not interested? Did you not know the subject matter?
I think all of the above. I think I was out of my depth in a lot of things. And I guess I went into it naively. And when I was doing it, it wasn't what I expected.
All right, if we could make you more proficient as a teacher, would teaching interest you or not?
Yes.
All right, so how would we make you more proficient?
I guess, another thing, too, is patience. I don't think I had the patience to deal with.
Well, you might be more patient if you felt more comfortable. But, all right, here's what I was thinking. What grades were you teaching?
Middle school.
Okay.
Seventh.
Challenging group, certainly.
Yeah.
What if you, and what was your subject? Did you have a specific subject or not?
Yeah, history.
Okay. Well, it's probably a little late to start a summer school thing. What if you... How would you feel about two... Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I also did, because I thought, well, maybe what I need is an earlier age group. So
younger
I
kids,
taught,
okay.
Yeah, so I went to an after-school program, and I realized that I definitely don't have the patience for younger kids.
Okay. All right, so we know middle school, but you just need to be a little better prepared than you were. All right, here's the several possibilities. One is you could take, I don't know if they're teaching courses. There probably are. Do you feel like you didn't know the subject matter well enough?
Yeah, to teach it. Well, because I'm a U.S. history, and I had to, because this is all based off my student teaching, and I had to teach world history. And I knew nothing about it. And then I taught honors kids.
Okay, so you had bright kids in a subject you didn't know very well.
Yeah.
That's going to make you pretty unhappy. All right, so would you like to go back to teaching if you could? Because one of the possibilities is bone up on world history. Go take a course in teaching world history, and I'm sure there is one someplace. If I were you, what I would do is the job you have now will pay you enough to subsist, yes?
Yes.
Will it pay you enough to get your own apartment and with a roommate?
No. No, I've thought about it, and I've planned for it, but it won't.
What about what about doing some health care for somebody, being like a home care, not a home care worker, because it sounds like that's not something you're particularly prepared to do, but being like a companion to somebody that in exchange for maybe room and board that you would fix meals or something or talk with them about history or whatever. I mean, I think that's something to think about. Check Craigslist and see if, for example, being in exchange for room and board, if being a companion for an elderly person. Think about maybe going to a nursing home and giving a seminar on world history. If I were you, since it sounds to me that you genuinely want to be a teacher, you just want to be a good teacher. So I would, and if history is your area, what I would do is I would go take a course in, and you could probably do it on the internet, but I would take a course on world history, Russian history, American history, and just so you feel comfortable. And because if you're doing, for example, world history, or you're doing United States history, it might be really helpful to be able to throw in, this is what was going on in Russia, or this was what was going on in the UK. So know more about history. And what I would do is I would see if there's a nursing home or a hospital nearby where you could give like a seminar once a week on world history. And you only have to be like one page ahead of the class, and especially if you're doing it for free and you're doing it at a place that, I mean, you could do it at the local library, you could do it, but bone up on history. It just sounds to me that you were put into a situation with really smart kids, and middle school kids can be pretty aggressive intellectually,
yeah.
That you just didn't know your subject very well. So learn, I mean, it sounds like you like history, you like teaching, you like kids, you just want to be a better teacher. So learn how to learn your subject matter better. It doesn't sound to me you're a bad teacher, you just didn't know your subject matter very well. So bone up. And in the meantime, go get some practice of doing it at places that will be glad to have you and are not going to be terribly judgmental because you're doing it for free. And with the idea being in the next, you already have your credentials, and in the next year or so, or maybe 2 years, that you think about resuming teaching. In the meantime, see if there's, you know, I think you getting out of the house would be hugely beneficial to you. Just because you're going to feel like you've launched your own life. But if economics preclude that right now, then bone up, decide that this is the year of preparation. You're going to learn more history. You're going to practice teaching so you're becoming more confident in front of groups. I think I would put a lot of time and energy into doing that right now. Because right now what you're feeling is, I'm living at home. I have a job that doesn't really interest me very much. I have, you know, no social life at this moment. And that's so son of a guy, even occasionally giving you a phone call is going to loom very large. What we need to do is work on your life, not your social life. Your social life will come. But what you want to do is feel like, I really do something well. And it sounds like you're a born teacher. I mean, how many teachers do you hear saying, I really felt like I wasn't good enough for the kids? I mean, you're a born teacher. You just need to know your subject matter better, and you need some practice in front of a group.
Okay.
All righty?
Yes.
And look, just think about for this phone call, for this whole segment, you called me 15 minutes ago and said, oh, this guy. Think about what you've been thinking about for the last 10 minutes, which is the guy never even occurred to you. You're thinking about teaching. You're thinking about world history. Your stomach probably hurt because you thought about, geez, I stood up in front of these kids and I didn't know what I was talking about. But for that period of time, it's like he didn't exist. He's not the problem. He's not the solution. But you finding something that you were passionate about, and it sounds, as I said, that you're going to be a gifted teacher. You just need to know a little bit more about your subject matter. That's an easy, doable thing. You'll have fun doing it. All right?
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Spend your life with Extendo Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.